No end to the turmoil in the Trump administration. The latest, the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, followed by Acting Deputy Secretary Claire Grady. Meanwhile, a breach at Mar-a-Lago, followed by the firing of Secret Service Director Randolph Ellis, and at least two more expected to lose their jobs at Homeland Security. And the Democrats want to see Donald Trump's tax returns. The deadline to turn over 6 years of personal and business returns expired yesterday. What is their next move? Joining me for the update is political junkie Ken Rudin. Ken, welcome to the State of Things.
Thank you, Frank.
Let's talk about who is out and talk about what happened on Sunday and Kirstjen Nielsen.
Well, she is she was the Secretary of Homeland Security, and while in the latter months, she became a strong advocate of President Trump's pretty harsh border security and immigration policies, for the longest time, they battled a lot. She was against the family separation policy at the border until she came on board. When President Trump suggested that they close the border, he closed the border with Mexico to stop the influx of people coming in. She said that.
We're talking to political junkie Ken Rudin today on the State of Things one day early. It is indeed Thursday, but we are talking to him about the firings and the ongoing turmoil in the Trump administration. Donald Trump having fired his Homeland Security Secretary and then passed over the next in line for as a replacement. Yeah, Ken, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So tell us more about this, what happens next, because, again, she eventually signs on with what many critics are calling the brutal policy of separating families at the border, wasn't for it in the beginning, then finally signed on and became its chief advocate, but not good enough. So talk about how Donald Trump hopes to replace her.
Well, he's replacing her with Kevin McAleen, and he is a commissioner at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And unlike Kirstjen Nielsen, he is a strong believer in the entire Trump immigration policy, the tough policy, closing the border, sometimes really tough policies, tough rhetoric. How long he's going to be there, because he started his career in the Obama administration. And that is never good news for somebody who wants to extend a political career with Trump. But he's a tough hardliner in immigration. And instead of going within the department, within Homeland Security, he went outside, got this guy, and he seems to be very happy with him.
Yeah, but that means you lose the top two at Homeland Security. And then let's talk about losing the Secret Service, the director of Secret Service after the break-in in Mar-a-Lago. Let's talk about that and what this means for Randolph Tex Ellis.
Well, what's so weird about this whole thing is that unlike like Camp David, for example, the fortifications at Mar-a-Lago there's no kind of security that you have there. So Secret Service does not have complete control of who goes, who enters, who leaves Mar-a-Lago, and that's one bad thing for the Secret Service protection. And so when somebody, a Chinese national, comes in with malware and bugging equipment and things like that, well, I mean, the Secret Service only can respond to what the folks at Mar-a-Lago, the kind of people they let in. So there's obviously a conflict, a feud, a disagreement between Secret Service and Donald Trump's own hotel about who comes and who goes and who gets access to it. And there's a lot of tension between those two operations as well.
But it appears that this was going on for some time, and it may or may not be all related to Mar-a-Lago. I mean, Donald Trump has called Alice Dumbo, which I would not do if that man was in charge of my security and keeping me alive, but then I'm not Donald Trump.
No, but of course, Dumbo could fly if he had a feather in his mouth. And the difference, of course, is that nothing seems to be flying, because even those like Kirstjen Nielsen, those who try to win themselves in good favor with the president, the fact that she was backed by John Kelly, she was close to John Kelly, she stood up to Donald Trump every now and then, said what he was doing was wrong. You just can't do that. And ultimately, I think what we've proven with Homeland Security is what we've proven with other elements of the cabinet, and that Donald Trump is his own Homeland Security Secretary. He is his own Secretary of Defense, as we learned with Rex Tillerson, when Tillerson was saying one thing and the president would say, oh, no, 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 that's not the way I want it. So you serve on the president's cabinet in the administration at your own risk and your own risk to your own reputation. And if you're somebody like Mick McIlvaney, who is the acting chief of staff, or somebody who's now going to be the new acting head of the Homeland Security, if you're a true believer, you're fine, like Mike Pompeo, for example, as Secretary of State. But if you have a conscience or you come from a different point of view, your tenure is going to be very limited.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the number of vacancies and acting directors in key positions in our government keeps racking up. Have we ever seen a time with so many vacancies and so many acting directors in key positions in our government?
No, but even worse than that, there doesn't seem to be any urgency from the president about that. I mean, he just likes the people who are there. And as he said, I like that they're acting. It keeps them on their toes and it makes them, you know, much more alert. But I've never, nobody's ever seen not only so many vacancies, so many firings in just over 2 years of a president's first term, but not only that, the fact that there's so many people, so many departments being covered by an acting secretary or a deputy under acting. I mean, they used to joke about Ronald Reagan, he was acting president, but of course that's what Hollywood. Well, but I mean, in this cabinet, in this administration, it's absolutely unprecedented.
And you might say it's a brilliant strategy if you're a businessman, but this guy's gone bankrupt at least four times. So, you know, it hasn't even worked in his business life. Hey, we've got more to talk about. Political Junkie, why don't you take a break, Ken? We're going to come right back and talk to the Political Junkie on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio Broadcast Service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. There's more of the Political Junkie to come. Stay tuned. This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio talking with the Political Junkie Ken Rudin today. It's almost that tax deadline, April 15th, fast upon us. Speaking of tax deadlines, House Democrats gave the Trump administration a deadline to turn over 6 years of personal and business taxes. That deadline expired yesterday. Donald Trump made it clear he'd like to, but he won't because he's being audited. He wants to, Ken, but... But he's being audited, except for the commissioner of IRS said actually he can, so there's no problem. There's actually no objection. So, but that's
he's been doing this since 2016, even before that. Of course, every president since 1973 has released his taxes, and of course, every president probably does get audited. But to say, oh, first of all, to say I really want to do it, I really intend to do it, but I'm being audited. I mean, it's just.
Especially when the IRS director says that's not an objection. Go ahead, you can do it.
Of course, and everybody knows that. But the fact is that obviously, if he didn't have something to hide, he wouldn't send Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, up to Capitol Hill and say, "Well, I'm ignoring your request," even though the law says that the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, who happens to be Democrat Richard Neal of Massachusetts, he has the right to request anybody's. Tax information. Now, Mnuchin is saying, well, you know, something, it may be violation of taxpayer privacy. We'll wait a little bit. But of course, and does Congress really have the authority to get the request of records? The fact is that the administration is going to delay as long as possible. And yes, the Democrats will talk about subpoenas and they'll talk about lawsuits and things like that. But ultimately, it'll go to the Supreme Court. And there's no guarantee it happens anytime before the 2020 election, if ever.
Let's talk about U.S. Attorney General William Barr appearing before Congress this week. Tell us about his testimony.
Well, there were two things that are fascinating about it. I mean, obviously, one of the reasons he was there was to talk about the redacted release of the Mueller report. This is, of course, the only thing we've seen so far is Attorney General Barr's 4-page summary. Of what Mueller allegedly concluded, and there were reports that Mueller investigators say, wait a second, what we said in the report is not what you, Bill Barr, said in your 4-page summary. And meanwhile, Barr now says that within the week he will release with redactions, but a character, you know, the Mueller report, and he hopes to do that this coming week, and he's also talking about allowing some members of Congress. To see it without, you know, see the redacted information. So we'll see if that happens. But Democrats are very, very suspicious of Barr. You know, once upon a time, Barr and Mueller were good friends. Barr had a tremendously a positive reputation on Capitol Hill among both parties. But now, not only is he seen by many Democrats as a protector of the president, but now he also came on and said, he said, by the way, it's very possible that there was spying on President Trump's campaign. Of course, Republicans and Trump have been saying this for the longest time, that the FBI and the Justice Department and the intelligence agencies did illegal spying on the campaign, notably Carter Page, the former Trump campaign aide who had ties to Russia. So the fact that the Attorney General said, well, you know something, I think spying did occur, that set off signals for both Republicans who said, aha, you know, we're right all along, and Democrats saying, oh my goodness, he is now speaking like Donald Trump and not the independent Attorney General we thought we had.
All right. And again, this will be hung up. Do you think any parts of this are going to be leaked or otherwise legally sent to Congress and the public before the election?
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about the Mueller report?
The Mueller report. Yeah, the Mueller report.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it is coming this week. And I think we're going to see more than we expected. There are a lot of parodies showing that Donald Trump holding up a piece of paper with everything blacked out, everything redacted except no collusion. But I have a feeling there'll be more, certainly much more than the 4-page report. Whether the Democrats and Trump critics are satisfied, that's another thing altogether.
The political junkie Ken Rudin. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Frank.